Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. With the draft less than a week away, NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock held a conference call with reporters around the country and, of course, conversation about the Eagles at the top of his list. Mayock thinks that at number four, the Eagles hold a very key position in round one next Thursday.
I think the first pressure point could be if Joaquin Fisher are gone in the first three picks, Philadelphia is sitting at four, and Detroit desperately needs a tackle. So I think Philadelphia is the first pressure point for Lane Johnson. And to be honest with you, I think the Eagles are the most fascinating draft team this year just because I think Chip Kelly thinks outside the box.
A player whose name is rising up the charts, Oklahoma offensive tackle Lane Johnson, a possibility for the Eagles who might want to slide Todd Harriman's inside.
I think there's an awareness that 4 years ago he was a junior college quarterback. You're talking about a skill position athlete. This is freaky now. He was a quarterback. Then he goes to tight end, defensive end. Oklahoma finds a home for him at left tackle. And his tape, remember, we always go back to the tape. His tape from the beginning of this year or even the end of last year up through the Senior Bowl has improved every single day. And it's because, this is really the answer to your question, as the tape has gotten better, you can see the physical freakish ability. So you've got a 6'6" plus 310-pound guy that runs a 4.7 40. That's faster than Anquan Boldin did. He jumped 34 inches. That's the same as A.J. Green. He broad jumped 9'10", the same as Stephen Ridley. So you got a 300-pounder who's putting up numbers at the combine like a skill position player. And everybody around the league and around the country now is starting to realize that, wait a minute, we've got this unbelievably freakish athlete who's only played a year and a half at left tackle, and every game you put on gets a little better. How good could he get? And that's what's fueling all this, is that, yeah, Fisher might be a little bit safer and Jokel might be the safest, but this kid's ceiling is unlimited, and you might have a perennial all-pro for 10 years.
Offensive line, a theme with Mayock's conversation regarding the Eagles. He thinks if Eric Fisher is on the board, the Eagles will be hard-pressed to pass up the very talented offensive lineman.
Heading to the Senior Bowl, I had a list of players, and I talked to some of my buddies around the league, and they said, you better put on some Central Michigan tape before you get to the Senior Bowl. So I looked at the schedule, I said, I'm going to watch Michigan State and Iowa. And I thought he basically pitched a shutout in those two games. Just really impressive movement skills, long arms, big body kid. Thought he could get a little more hip snap in the run game. So I went to the Senior Bowl with a completely open mind, excited to see this kid. And I thought he dominated all week long. And I thought his movement skills against some of the best pass rushing defensive ends and linebackers in the country were tremendous. So basically, I said to our guys at the Senior Bowl, I'm not so sure he's not better than Jokel. And I went back, and because I don't do the juniors until after the Senior Bowl, I went back and put the Jokel tape on. I'm like, wow, Jokel's a technician, and he's really good. But side to side, who do I like better? And after watching a bunch of tape over time, to me, Eric Fisher's got a higher upside and no lower downside. So why wouldn't I take the guy with the upside?
I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.